Are you looking to make some change this year in your business and maybe your life? If you are, then maybe we should have a chat. You can head on over to speaktopete.com and book in a chat with me, and we'll see if we're a right fit. Usually is around improving your communication, improving your process management, and improving your accountability within your business so that we can take away some of the frustration and give you back more freedom. Isn't that why you got into business in the first place? So head on over to speaktopete.com and let's have a chat. Welcome back to another edition of the Business Owner Breakthrough Podcast here on the Kolbe System. Again today, going through all the different sections of the Kolbe System. And we've talked about identifying through the Kolbe A, optimizing through 8A reports and overlaying it onto your team chart. Today, we're going to dig into the align portion of the Kolbe system. And by aligning, we're able to boost productivity by matching the strengths to the job requirements. So up until now, we've really just talked about everybody's unique independent strengths and how they mesh with each other. But now we're going to overlay the accountability chart, which is really an interesting piece of the puzzle here when we start putting in people's Kolbe A, B, and C results. So we're going to talk about the B and the C results onto their job position and onto your accountability chart at work to make sure that people are in the right seat on your accountability chart, right? So important as we look at maximizing the potential of our team and the people on our team in order to make sure that our promise is completed for every one of our customers, right? And as we dig into the Kolbe indexes, obviously we've talked about the Kolbe A. Oh, by the way, if you're listening to this on the audio podcast, this is over on the Simplifying Entrepreneurship YouTube channel. And I have a little slideshow going on there too, so you can sort of see the visuals around what we're talking about here today on the podcast. So just head on over to YouTube, the Simplifying Entrepreneurship channel, if you want to see the graphics and all the other things that I'm talking about. But so the different Kolbe indexes, obviously we've talked a fair bit about the Kolbe A index, which is your strengths. The next piece is the Kolbe B index, and it's really how you perceive your job. So it's your perception of what it is you're doing. Let's say you are the chief financial officer. So you would do another index called the Kolbe B all around your decision-making and all of the things that you would expect from that position. And then there's the Kolbe C index, which if you're the boss of that person, you would essentially do that report as to your expectations of that position. So you've got now three reports. One, your Kolbe A assessment, which is how you innately take action, right? Your Kolbe B report is how you assume the person in your position should take action. And the last one is the Kolbe C is how your boss perceives that particular job. So if you're the owner of the business, it's sometimes hard to get a Kolbe C on your own position. What I've done in the past is I've asked people that work with me to do a Kolbe C on their expectation of what they're hoping from me. So essentially, if you look on the accountability chart, I would have somebody who is essentially below me on the accountability chart do my Kolbe C for me. It's a little bit different, but when basically you're the owner of the business, you don't have anybody above you to do the Kolbe C. So that's basically how that works. So when we start merging these three assessments, the most interesting pieces of the puzzle is when you look at your Kolbe A and your Kolbe B, just like we looked at the A to A's beside each other, there's often areas, gaps, and differences. So what you perceive you need in your job, you're not always like that innately. And what your boss perceives in your job, it's not always like that. And here's another piece of the puzzle when you overlay the Kolbe B and the Kolbe C, which is how you expect your job to be done and how your boss expects your job to be done outside of how you naturally are. That's another very interesting point of conversation. So not all of these things are absolute reasons to either hire or fire or any of those sort of things around certain jobs, but it can tell you where you're going to have stress and strain in the relationship, right? Your own relationship with your job, your boss's relationship with your job, and your boss's relationship with how you perceive that particular job as well. So all of those things bring up great conversations around what you can do to better the position, to better the accountability chart, to strengthen the team, And when you start overlaying the B's and the C's onto other people too, when we think of advancement within the company, then basically we can be looking through the rest of our bench, essentially all of the different people that would be applying for this, whether they're internal people or external people to this particular position that may have opened up, then we can do some alignments within your A's, B's, and C's to see if it's really the right fit for this particular position. So lots of different things to sort of look at here. And it's really your strengths versus your perception of the job and your strengths versus your job evaluator's requirements, essentially your boss, right? So we're going to take an example here today of a VP of sales, and his name is Jimmy Gregory. So as he did his Colby B index, which was his perception of his own job, he came up with 7 in Fact Finder, 3 in Follow Through, 9 in Quick Start, and 1 in Implementer. So 7, 3, 9, 1 was his Colby B result. And he was in quite a bit of contradiction here in a few of the areas when we looked at his actual Colby A result. So as we roll into his Colby A for who he actually is 4483. But he thought in his job as the role of VP of sales, he should be a 7391. So going back to last week's discussion, whenever we have differences of 3 or more, there's areas of conflict. And in this case, Jimmy believes that he should be a deeper fact finder than he is. He thinks in this position, he needs to be a 7 fact finder, but his innate way of doing things is just a 4. So he's caused a bit of uncomfortableness there with regards to that, because the other ones, as you look through it, are fairly close, 4-3, 8-9, and 3-1. So those ones are relatively, they're within the realm of comfortableness, but it's this fact finder mode that is the one that's going to give him the most strain, as we call it in Colby terms. And strain is really self-induced stress caused by trying to act outside your modus of operandi, your own MO, essentially. So being that his own MO is a fact finder at a 4 and he feels it should be a 7, this is causing some stress and strain for him down the road. And it's one of those things when we look at the A to B report. So if you're thinking about an A to C report, it would be done exactly the same way when we're overlaying the boss's report onto the A or the boss's report onto the C when we look at these differences, right? And then the reporting, when we start doing an A to B report, it will tell you through the reports on how to minimize that and how to take action around that. So in this case, strategies for minimizing stress for Jimmy would be to get help or a partner, to use technology, take actions in short bursts, consider the time of day, and to reshape the job so it works with your strengths. So when we think of those differences, those are all the things that he could do in order to minimize the amount of stress within that particular position, right? So the really nice thing about the Colby reports is that it's always giving you the way to make your life easier, to minimize stress, to have better communication, to have better conversation, and to get things done. That's what Colby is all about, how you take action, right? So if we think about those 4 modes again, when we think about people that initiate with a high fact finder, it's how can I get enough critical pieces of information to move forward, right? They need the research, they need the data, they need the information. And the people that initiate who have the highest scores in their follow through, it's how can I get closure on this part of the plan? They don't like to move on without finishing their checkboxes, lists, and things like that to the next step, right? Initiating quick start, which I've mentioned in the past, that's more like me. It's how can I create an urgent deadline or change the way it's done? We're generally change agents that often require a firm deadline in order to power through what they need to do. Initiating implementer, how can I build a prototype or make it more tangible or find out what it looks like and feels like when it's done? So they like to touch and feel things, right? And so the more we can live in those zones and set ourselves up for minimizing stress, the better we are when we initiate in those different areas, right? So there are really 3 different types of stress when we look at these different assessments. There's conflict, which can be identified by the Colby A index. When we have a Colby A to A report, for example, their strain, which is your own personal feeling around the Colby A, your own Colby A versus how you perceive your job in the Colby E. And then there's tension. And the tension is when we look at your Colby A versus the boss's lens, essentially, in the Colby C. And that's when tension can occur. So those are the three different types of stress that we can pull out from these reports in order to have those crucial conversations and move the ball ahead for you and your business and your team. Wouldn't it be nice to have a stress-free business? Well, of course, we're never going to have a stress-free business. We're never going to have complete and utter utopia. But at the same time, it's our job as leaders to help our team and to help our business get through all of these different things so that we can have a better work environment, we can have better culture, we can have a better team engagement throughout the entire organization. And Colby is really one of those tools. All of the different pieces of the puzzle here, you can see how they're coming together. If this is something that you would love to implement in your organization, please reach out to me. I would love to have a chat. Pretty simple. All you have to do is go to speaktopete.com. That's speaktopete.com and book in an appointment on my Calendly chart there. We'll have a chat for half an hour or so to see if we're a right fit for each other. And then I can tell you a little bit more about how we may implement this, whether it's just for you through the Colby A and doing an assessment around your own Colby A, and or whether it's digging deeper into all of these team-based analysis. And next week, we're going to talk a little bit about the right fit, which is one of the tools that we can use with Colby. Now that you know about the A, B's, and C's, we can overlay all of this into your hiring practice, which is a really cool thing as well. So until then, make it a great day.
An Ironic Media production. Visit us at ironicmedia.com.